And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared here in, where are we, Donna? What is this place?
Whitefish.
Up on the tippy point.
Whitefish Point or whatever.
No. Yeah, tippy point of the upper peninsula of the upper Michigan. And, we had an interesting weekend. If you go to the archive today, you will see all the signs that we put up and being somebody. This is, it's been interesting. This is, up here, you are so far removed from, but I'm not really getting the impression that there's a lot of angst or concern. Now, the only time that I had any kind of a pushback is when I went to get my hair cut. We made an appointment. I go to get my hair cut, and they say, I sat in the front. We had an appointment at 2 o'clock on Saturday, I think. And they go, come on in. Yeah, we have your appointment. Yeah, go ahead and have a seat. And the other chairs are filled. Everybody's wearing masks. I wasn't wearing a mask. I sit down. They're not giving me a hassle. They put the cape over me, for cutting my hair. And they said, if you don't have a mask, you have a mask? I go, nope. And they go, well, we'll sell you one for $1, but you have to have a mask at your haircut. And I go, I understand. Thank you. And I stood up and walked out. Took the money, went over to Walmart, and got a hair trimmer and buzzed my own hair, and I'm done. There, I saved the money. I got, and the nice trimmer that I needed anyway. So this is, that was the only pushback. Restaurants we went to, big box stores, Lowe's, Walmart, whatever, just went in. Walmart said, sir, do you have a mask, medical exemption? Okay. Boom. Went in. And it is amazing how many people just comply. And it's been a couple of people. Every now and then you'll see someone. But I tell you, I always make a point to go up to an employee. Where's the whatever, and I'm looking for, and I need. They'll walk you over. They'll go show you. Won't even say anything. Haven't been. It's just, and I think there's appreciation for somebody, had the guts to not do it. If you go to today's archive for the show, you'll see a bunch of the signs that we put up. And when we went out the next morning to take a look at them and take pictures and so on, a lot of them on the road going into town were already taken down. They didn't waste any time. But most of them were still up, and they stayed up throughout the day. Now, the ones that we were most happy with are the big giant ones. We did, they're like 5 feet by 5 feet by 4 or 5, and those are the support first responders to say no to mandatory shots, and it has a skull and crossbones, and the crossbones are hypodermic needles with red dripping. Ew. And it's a very powerful sign, and we wanted to make sure we got those in the right places, and the places that we chose: police stations, fire stations, and hospitals. Now, this is a campaign we did in 2009 when H1N1 was coming. We knew this was, this is on their playbook. And what happened is we knew that if the police and fire and nurses and doctors and everybody and the EMTs and everything, if they were forced to take a shot, they're not going to be supportive of you not getting it. You know, I guarantee you that. So we're like, no, they need to, you know, they need to know that there's someone out there thinking of them. You know, and who is thinking of them? They don't know. Is it one of them? Now, the one in front of the hospital by the end of Monday, later we had lunch and we were hanging out, taking pictures, going back. It was taken down. But, man, not before they got a full dose of a day of Now, a lot of them, that's another thing up here. It's very rare that you see chain link fence. You know, now we're used to in the cities and so on. You got a lot of chain link and just we got plenty of signs. Now those big ones roll up. They're you know, they work out really well. I'm really happy we found the material for this, and we ordered got 450 yards long. It makes gazillions of signs, and we got it in the back of the Jeep. And we just pull it out and do it. Now, when we're up here, we put all of them out on the way up here and so on. So we need a couple up here just to just say we did. And we'll go ahead and I'll spray paint. We got it takes, you know, a couple of minutes. Boom, and I got a bunch. And we will selectively place them up here on the tippy tip of the point of the peninsula of the tip. Now, we're going to the... Shipwreck. What do they call this place, Donna?
The Great Shipwreck Museum, I guess. Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum.
And what we're going to do is I've been using the drone. I have a Mavic Air 2. That thing is the crap, man. I am really pleased with this drone. This is it comes in a little kit that's only about, it folds up into a little pouch that is about, oh, let's see, like 11 inches wide, about 8 inches tall, and about 5 inches thick. And it's just a little pouch, almost like a fanny pack. You pull it out. I put my phone on the controller, fold out the drone, and it will operate in high winds like you have on the beach and so on. And, you know, whenever I'm ready, I push a button, and it comes back and lands, you know. I'll turn your mic down. You can cough all you want. The I just push a button, it goes up, take a picture of the lighthouse and the grounds and where we're at and so on, the campground, and we'll be editing that together. I'm going to try today. We're going to go and you know, take some pictures and do the tourist thing, and I want to do a little history on the Great Lakes here, because this is, it's like an ocean with beaches to have surfers. And it's fresh water. It's just weird. You just stick your hand in the water, see what the temperature is. Wasn't as cold as I thought it'd be. And, you know, grandkids would be swimming in this. And then you go out and taste it, and it's not salty. And a lot of, you know, people up here are talking to some of them. They've never been to the ocean. And salt water tastes salty. I go, well, dump that shaker of salt in water, and then that's what it tastes like. And that must be weird for them, as weird as it is for having big waves in the ocean and it's fresh water. So I'm wondering, are they short of water? Probably not. You know, the some of the restaurants that you go to, the mom and pa's and such, they're, you know, masks, what masks? Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody goes in with a mask. Somebody comes in with a mask, it lasts about 5 seconds, and they feel like they're out of place, and they just take them off. Now, this has been, it's a psychological battle. This is a, it's a PSYOP, you know, it's, you know, general public opinion thing. And what better way to do it? Yeah, it'd be all negative, but, you know, I just want to see your smile with big lips. You know, we have one that is, look at me. Social distancing is antisocial. Oh, we'll go over some of the news when we come back.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay. What's happened since just the weekend? You know, what's going on? Now, around the world, certainly in Europe, there's tens of thousands of people in the street in major cities going, eh, we're not so much for lockdown. Now we're good. We're done. And the one thing that is really standing out in Europe is they just do herd immunity by, you got sick and you're not sick anymore. Now we're good. And Sweden, they've just rode this out. They didn't do any of the stuff, and they're doing better. You know, they're like, I don't know what you guys are all worked up about. You know, it was all BS to begin with. And does that mean there isn't a COVID? You know, there probably is. You know, I guess it's just the numbers that they're putting out was just all manufactured. Now, here's the big bombshell. Only 6% of COVID deaths were from COVID. You know, they go, oh, we tested for, he had a cold or they had some corona something, but they probably died of something else. You know, it's like early on, we could see that they cured pneumonia. You know, oh, there's no pneumonia deaths anymore. Ah, they're COVID. Well, so what happened to people that died from pneumonia before? They didn't die from pneumonia. Is it we don't have it anymore, or you're just all putting it in? Just make it up. For what? What is going on? Why? You know, then you have all the conspiracies. Here we go. China's on the border in Canada. You know, the United Nations is going to take over. And you go, yeah, tinfoil hat stuff. Right up until what? All of a sudden, we find out that a lot of these cities that are defunding police are prepping to have United Nations come in and police for them. Is that free? And even if it is, it doesn't cost you any dollars. It's going to cost you something. I guarantee that. You get the UN out of the U.S. and the U.S. out of the U.N. You know, I've heard that. And just close the U.N., get out, and you get just and we're done. You know what's it doing for us? So it was supposed to keep peace and going around helping wage war and having foreign troops go into foreign lands, and you go, I think I'll decline. I remember when Bosnia, Kosovo, Yugoslavia is breaking up, and Serbia and all the fighting, missile and bomb dropping and everything during the Clinton administration. There was a young man that was homeschooled. And his name was New. Last name, N-E-W, I think. Michael New. I can't remember if Michael was the dad or the son. But the dad, we had him on the show. And he talked about it. He trained his son, let me tell you what's up. You know, and he went there, and what happened? All of a sudden, they go to the U.S. soldiers, and they say, take the United States flag off your uniform. Now you are serving under this French general. You're part of a united force of whatever, and United States soldiers are going around doing the will of a foreign general. And he went, No. I know better than that. I'm not doing that. And they go, oh, you will take orders from. And this is a Clinton thing. You know, they were like, nope. This is part of their. This is how we're going to do it. We have foreign troops, even U.S. troops, going in to be. Soldiers for a foreign general wearing a UN blue helmet or something. And he's like, and that became a big deal in the 90s. And they tried to court-martial him. And finally, what they did is they just let him go. And I think they didn't give him an honorable discharge. They gave him a, not so honorable. I don't know if it was dishonorable, whatever. They got him out. But his father went around the circuit, telling what was going on and why and how. And so that would be an interesting. Yeah, if you go to freedomsphoenix.com, top right, you'll see Declare Your Independence. And it has topics and it has a name. Donna, look that up. Go and look for New as a name. I think it was Michael or Mike, and put that show into the First Hour archive. You know, that'd be an interesting show to go listen to, you know, if we have that in the more recent archive. We got an old archive, too. We're still putting back up and getting that all done. Derek's working on that because we redid all the old ones. Saved everything. Because there's a lot of great interviews like that, you know, but, you know, it's a time stamp of we knew what was coming. You know, what's coming? This seems kind of weird that all the conspiracies, all the United Nations are going to come in. Oh, we're going to have the China, whatever the heck, you know. Well, they just bought Hollywood. You know, one of the other things in the mid-2000s when I was doing radio, there was a... Donna, there's someone at the door. There, yeah, we're up here at the parking lot doing the show here. Somebody wants to explain it to us. The one thing was the United Nations had some biodiversity zone thing. There was a biodiversity national parks and the Forest Service. And the way it went is that a lot of off-roaders and four-wheelers and so on were at the different parks, and you would see these stickers on the signs, on the front and the back of the signs. And in on these signs, they had, like, codes. And these codes were interesting. You know what she need? Start driving, baby. Yeah, we're in the employee parking spot. We'll move it a little bit. Donna will take care of us. The so they had these little stickers that had different codes. And it was a four-wheeler magazine really started covering this. And I remember it was a Saturday morning show that was on once a week on the station that I was on, 50,000-watt Liberty Blow Torch of KFNX, 1100 AM. They were sponsored by, I think, Yamaha or Kawasaki, and they were supporting off-roading and such. And the big thing that they were pushing on was that they were closing down anywhere to ride. I mean, out in the desert in Arizona. I mean, this was a thing, man. They were closing all the roads, the fire service roads, a lot of different things. They were making it to where it was very difficult for you to be able to go riding. And they started blocking the roads with big boulders. And there was a lot of pushback on this. And as the pushback started, then people were like going, yeah, what we're questioning this. What's this about? Why are they closing it? Who's closing this down? When you come back, I'll tell you who it was. And they're still doing it. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I want to finish on that story. What happened was the biodiversity zones during the Clinton administration, this is a big Al Gore thing. This has been going on for a long time. You know, this is, you know, they've been explaining it to us. And what they did is shut down in out the middle of the nothing. It was a area north of the Arizona Strip. The Arizona Strip is the part of Arizona that's north of the Grand Canyon. It might as well be Utah, you know, but up there in southern Utah, there was a just vast open desert area. We are declaring it. You're not allowed. Not allowed what? Not allowed to mine it. Not allowed to, you know, get do. Yeah, and I think what happened, as I remember the story, is they discovered uranium, and they wanted to secure it something, you know. Well, the main thing was is they started calling these biodiversity zones international biodiversity zones. This was part of the, you know, environmental movement, Kyoto, Rio, whatever the heck. They came up with this biodiversity zones around the world, of which the United States had big giant chunks, and they wanted to try where, you know, nobody lived there, nobody had it, nobody. So they, yeah, we'll do it here first, because who's going to complain? The turtles, you know? So they said, nope, you're not allowed to use this area, so saith the United Nations. The biodiversity zone thing, well, there was pushback on it, enough that people understood what was happening and who was doing it. And, you know, the conspiracy theorists, oh, we're just wanting to protect the Earth. No, they're wanting to, you know, take land away from America. And, okay, then they started shutting down access to a lot of these places. Now there's drones, long-distance drones. People can have them go and look, you see, and do, and satellites. You know, this is, and from various different countries taking pictures of the entire planet and putting it up for anybody to see what, well, this particular company won't allow it. This particular internet won't let you see it. This would, but it's always available. And that was one of the things that became something that I thought was of interest. We spend gazillions of dollars, literally billions and billions of dollars, to put up taxpayer-funded satellites to get information that then the American people don't have access to. I remember when they started forums on Google Earth, there were guys that were tracking cell phone stations and HARP, you know, high altitude, blah, 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 radio frequency of tinfoil hat stuff. And they said, yep, yeah, we got this, we got this, we got this. And then all of a sudden, Google just took them all down. And they said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We got a nice forum going on here. We got a lot of good information and resource for people, and we put a lot of work, and this is stipulated stuff from government records. These are appropriations, laws passed. We got Freedom of Information Request documents. No. So they complained, and they go, yeah, we should just shut down the forums. Thanks for all your input and doing, and you're done. You don't get access to this information. Why? There is something else going on. There's enough. You know, I mean, I could go down any one of these rabbit holes and it consume, you know, my time. And a lot of activists do that. And I try and make the show and the site to organize these things that you can go and do. You got specific words that you can search in our own search engine that we have on the top right of Freedom's Phoenix. Or you can do it, you know, any search engine and just add Freedom's Phoenix or freedomsphoenix.com, all one word, and it'll show up, hopefully. You know, it's getting less and less, which is why we've been focusing on our own search engine, because we have all the headlines and the summaries and the mid pages, and that data is in there. And as we, you know, go in and we make it better and better and better, it lasers down a little bit more to where you can, you know, find stuff. And I go, I know we did a story on, yep, there it is. Biodiversity zones. If you do that, I guarantee it comes up. And we certainly done radio shows on it. So this, did you find the new article, the thing? I think it was an older one. We might have to get Derek to do that. But the this has been, yeah, when we did it when we had the old studio. And we got them all in there. We have the archive. We just got to make links to it and be able to search it. But it's on IPFS. They ain't never going away. No, no, no. Now, if we get search on IPFS, we'd be all set. So this is developing as, you know, we're just a small team. You know, this is the biggest thing that we've done, and that's why there's so many stories every day on Freedom's Phoenix. It's the archive. This stuff is going to go away. They don't want you to know. It's one of the top stories. Peter Schiff on the Fed's moving inflation goalposts. You know, well, they just keep changing. You know, go, yeah, we're going to do a little bit more, a little bit. Gold. All of a sudden, we have pension funds that are now starting to make gold, holding my gold as part of their retirement package. When the big pension funds start doing that, these hedge funds start doing this, what do you think is going to happen? $16 billion Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund approves a 5% allocation for gold. Now, Warren Buffett, he all of a sudden, he's decided, stock's not so much. We're going to do the gold thing. Well, everybody else is screaming gold. Got to, you know, wait for Warren Buffett to do it, I guess. But the pension funds, when they start going into gold, what is that going to tell you? You know, what are they based on? The value on these pension funds, they're looking to have a fund that is returning over 6% return. Six, eight, double digits. You know, oh, yeah, we're going to be living large. Really? How's that? Because the stock market's up. Trump made sure. They just keep printing more money to make sure, because they need to make sure for one more election cycle, especially a re-election cycle for the president. So this is, but it doesn't matter. I mean, anybody that's paying any attention to anything, you know, knows that this is a devaluation of the dollar. And it just, you know, we did the time capsule in like 10. And one of the things that I put in it, I made sure goes in every time we visit it. We went and visited it. We've been there a total of 3 times. When we put it there and 2 other times. And each time we take the Wednesday coupons that come in your mail, just your junk trash, and we take those, you know, it gives you the grocery prices and so on. We just put them in the time capsule. Because you can see over 10 years, you'll go, damn, well, 79 cent a pound hamburger ain't there no mo, is it? But where do you think you're going to see this inflation? Well, the prices, of course, you're going to see that, but it comes with the monetary supply, just more dollars. And they get you to keep the, you know, it's that $30,000 stock Dow of, it doesn't matter because they keep changing the companies out all the time anyway. And what's the purchasing power of that? What's it really valued at? Is it like $6,000? What it used to be? You know, it would be valued at, you know, in old money, as it's at least, just since I started doing radio, it's been like a 60% drop in purchasing power. Well, what do you think that means for precious metals? But they stay down because they're manipulated. Right up until everybody wants to get some. You do 5% of all these different pensions, and all of a sudden there's no gold left. You know, well, there's always going to be gold. You know, it's just going to be worth a lot more. Well, you can't. There's not enough gold for everybody to have. What do you mean there's not enough gold? You just, it's just that a tenth of an ounce is going to be worth a gazillion dollars. That's what it means. So do you have precious metals? A new bull market for precious metals. All right. Now, this is Zero Hedge, Kevin Smith. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
From?
I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied, I don't need.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. All right, there are some secrets out there, and there's a whole bunch of lies, a whole bunch of things. Yep. You know, I'm really appreciative of stuff you guys send me. You know, I want to get to the gold thing here real quick. But one of the things Jeremy Myers in, I think it's Missouri, he sent me, CDC prepares parents for possible separation from children in emergency school sleepovers. Yeah. As children all over the U.S. prepare for a return to school, the CDC has published a pretty little infographic and fact sheet. The infographic suggests parents should prepare their child for a potential sleepover at school. Really? You want to Ask ABCs. A, ask how you can be reunited with your child in an emergency or evacuation. B, bring extra medication, special food, or supplies your child would need if you were separated overnight. C, complete a backpack card and tuck one in your child's backpack and your wallet. Wow. Man, is this like turning over your children to the state? Oh, and we may keep them. And if we have to keep them, it'll be a good reason if we're keeping them. And we'll take care of them better than you will because we're keeping them. This is fighting words, man. Wow. They said, Ernie, what's your trigger? You know, when we were, the anti-war movement's really kicking up, 9/11 conspiracies doing them, doing radio back in 03, 04, 05, around those guys. Where's your line? And it's always been, one thing, door-to-door gun confiscation. Then you turn into Australia. Then they just beat down. You didn't have your mask on. It's like, oh, we're going to slap, put you in handcuffs and stuff because we're keeping our job, and that's what we've been told to do. And you can't stop us, and we're going to, you want to know what happens, America, English-speaking Western modern democracy of, look at Australia. And door-to-door gun confiscation. I'm like, yeah, it's on. What if they don't do that? They can't get away with that. To me, it was the draft. I had two teenage sons, and two teenage daughters. And they come in, I go, when they're coming to take my children away by force and you got it, you can't give them up. And then I go, hell no. You want to play? All right, that's how you do it. Well, now they're just going to do it at school. You send them to the school. You signed, I totally agreed to something. And they're gone. Yep. Oh, and while they're overnight, they come back rubbing the little bruise on their arm. They inoculated them. You don't think so? They did it to me when I was in second grade. I remember this very well. They just didn't say anything to anybody. They lined us up like good little doobies we were. They lined us up, and they put us in front of a line into the cafeteria, and you're going in, and as they came out, people are rubbing their arms, and they got a cookie. And I'm, what? By the time you turned the corner, you went in, there's only probably 5-6 people in front of you, no kids, and they had this gun, one of those big pneumatic, they just put it up to your arm, next. They inoculated all of us. Didn't even tell our parents. My dad was pissed. I don't know what happened. He kind of, whatever. I didn't die on the spot. So is that just a training? That's what's going on now. You go to school, you got to get your, 7-pack little kid, Scooby-Doo mask or something. Here it comes. It's already here. Where's the resistance and how do you do it? I choose to do love and compassion because I know they just hate it. Let me see your smile. Look at me. Social distancing is antisocial. When I wear a mask, I feel alone. Liberty wears no mask. LoveBusLibertyTour.com. What else are you going to do? I don't want to get all mad. I don't want to get, all into it. I don't want to, Bob sent, we'll talk about that later. I pinky swore we'd do this gold thing. All right, we'll get to that. A new bull market for precious metals. This is Kevin Smith at Zero Hedge. Now, these are just the highlighted parts of it. In our view, there has never been a bigger gulf between underlying economic fundamentals and security prices. What they're saying is that, the stock market is way overpriced and the fundamentals do not support it. Markets are trading on a perverse combination of Fed life support and rabid speculative mania. Because this is what happens. A lot of these guys, they buy this stock and everything, especially if they're too big to fail people, and then the Fed will take it. Dollar for dollar. If I bought it high and it goes down, doesn't go up again, I'll just sell it to the Fed. Fed give me my money back, and then it's on their books. And when things go to crap, it's not worth nothing. The Fed just printed up the old funny money anyway, and they own everything. And it's ours now. So who are they taking out? Publicly traded companies? They're taking out big corporations? No. No, they keep them up until they just own them. It's ma and pa. It's your little restaurant. It's your little store. It's a little your little tchotchke selling whatever tourist trap of whatever the hell. No, you're not allowed. Here are just some of the reasons Crestcat, which is this fund that they're talking about, is selling richly valued stocks, which means overpriced, at large. We're making bank and buying undervalued gold and silver, including mining companies today. How do you buy mining companies? Stocks. I mean, it's better than not, I guess, but just get it. And the mining companies are going to, go. We keep, it's called PAS, P-A-A-S, Pan American something. It's a silver mining company. And I always just kept track of that. I just look, I go, when it goes, within, I think this year it was down like $6 a share. Now it's like 33 or something. It's just telling, man, here we go. How much silver do you have? What happens? You go to see, it said, yeah, it's $28 an ounce. I go buy it, and you can't buy it for less than $35. You know what the price of silver is? Let me tell you what it is. So somebody will pay for it. That's what it is. And when you sell it, do you get a premium on it? Usually they try and they take a cut. It's $30, and they give you $29 or something like that. Not anymore. Not if you're going to anybody that wants to, hey, who wants to buy my silver? Me. And they'll pay over spot. I'm just like, I'm going, what do I do? I put some of the money we had in reserve for repairs on the bus and so on. Yeah, we need the engine rebuilt. I'm going, okay, that's $12,500. I put, more than that, into we had as a budget. We kind of figured this might happen. So we go, all right, we put it into crypto and silver. Which one do I sell? And how much? I'd rather you guys just give me money. give me the ferns, man. I'll just go do it with that. But it's gone up, since we did it. God, a lot. I got it under 20. The last I paid a premium, had a little extra, and I'm going, okay, I paid $23.80. I get $10 more. I mean, what's the increase in that? But every ounce of silver I sell is going to be worth a crap load later. I'm like, damn it. I hate when that happens. But, I got a deal on it. The cost of what I need to spend, hell, just in the increase in silver prices, I covered it. That's what silver does. It maintains its value. How much you got? We better get some food, too. Food. Be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared. What kind of stuff do you do when you're not afraid? What do you do? Well, to bring things to light, you know, Bob Anderson reminded me in the telegram. Yeah, you guys go to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock telegram and Love Bus Liberty Tour, all separate words, put spaces in between. A lot of people, I can't find it. Well, it's separate words. Love Bus Liberty Tour. And Donna spelled love with an E, I mean, with a three at one time, nobody could find it, so we changed that. So you go love, space, bus, space, Liberty Space Tour, and you'll get a lot of the pictures and stuff as we're doing them, because it's easy to post. You know, the thing is, though, if you don't have internet connection, you know, it doesn't archive on your computer. You know, it's archived on their whatever the hell. It has a loading central, you know, plan or something. At some point, Telegram's going to go, yeah, all that stuff that you built up over the can, that'll be $10 a month, $20 a month. It's gone. You know, you can't count on this stuff, man. It's going to be blockchain. We're all going to learn our lesson. It's all, you know, about convenience. Well, what we did when all this controversy was going on about United Nations getting involved in American land use and so on, you know, when that was happening, one of the raffles that we did, it was called the Liberty Rifle Raffle. And it was, we had already done, no, Liberty Rifle Raffle was another one. It had Statue of Liberty holding an AR-15 above its head instead of a torch. And we sold a lot, and we raffled off an AR-15, a MAC-90, which was an AK-47 with the thumb hole pistol grip crap, and an SKS. It was a big deal, got all kinds of press on it, had Sheriff Richard Mack drew one of the winning tickets. Mike Duggar, the you know, the guy that was head of it, he was later Libertarian State Party chair. And Frances Barwood was a city councilwoman, Republican, you know, they're nonpartisan, but Frances Barwood, city councilman for Phoenix. And, you know, she... You know, she's all about, yep, here comes the man, conservative and so on. So we had a wide range of people. And this is while Sheriff Mack was sheriff in Graham County in southeastern Arizona, Safford there. And it was, there was a lot of people that, yeah, no, we can see what's going on. And, you know, but the people, you know, but the media, they go, oh, do you really think that, you know, that, yes, I do. And your next question, I mean, you know, so it's been a battle. The next one that we did a sniper rifle. So that was battle rifles. We did a concealed carry one. It was called the Stealth something. I can't remember. And then we had, you know, safe, Second Amendment for everyone, different ones that we've done. And it was really just to bring attention. And, you know, the raffle was enough. That we might have made some money. You know, sometimes we did pretty well. But mainly it was just to pay for the gun so we could, you know, sell the tickets. People wanted the ticket. They were paying $1, $5 for the ticket. Because they were creative. Well, the one ticket that we had designed about this UN is a reach out and touch, you know, someone raffle or something like that. It was I can't remember what the title of it was, but the logo was Cope. It was crosshairs. You had a circle with the plus sign in it. You had crosshairs, and it was Bambi wearing a UN helmet. Man, you piss off just about everybody on that one. You know, Bambi wearing a UN helmet. Would you shoot Bambi if they had a UN helmet on? So it was, that was kind of edgy. You know, that was, I want that ticket, you know. So it was, you think we're on lists? If you're going to be on the list, be on top of the list. It's safer there. So we made a big deal out of it. You know, whenever they ask us, no, this is, you know, a sovereignty thing, blah, 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 blah. So I remember one time we had a safe shoot, and we were out at a gun range Ben Avery Gun Range, which is now part of the Arizona Department of Game and Fish. It's run by the state. It's a really nice range. It used to be privately held on public land. It had a use permit and just grew over the decades. They tried to, land developers tried to take it over, and we had a, you know, something to say about that, and that's another long story of how we kicked ass on that. But the so now they just decide, okay, it'll be state game and fish. Well, somebody brought, was after a gun show where they would have small arms review, and they, in December, they had this big, you know, like 10,000 tables. I mean, it's just huge. And they had a Vickers, which is a water-cooled World War One machine gun. And they, on the back berm, they put a UN flag back there, and they had the Vickers on it. And then in our safe office, they gave it to us, and we had it on the wall in our safe office that we had at one time. And they go, what do you got, a UN flag? Okay, I see. It's all Swiss cheesed all the hell. You get up close to it, you see it's got a bunch of bullet holes in it. So, I mean, is that kind of on the edge? Yeah, a little bit. You know, a little bit. A little bit. But it was, you know, we knew it was coming. You know, this is just because they can. They, them, those. If they can, they will, you know, to maintain, enhance, and expand their intrusiveness and control over the individual to their benefit, would they do it? Yes. Why? Because they can. And they're doing it. So what are you going to do? Now, Bob has teenage sons that are in high school. And we've had the same conversations with our kids and their nights, but they went to a private Christian school that was, you know, the parents were way closer to the curriculum and what was going on. When you paying the money, you know, it's, you get to have a say. And we were the poor kids, man. We, you know, we pushed start in our cars, you know, to be able to afford that. And with some help, there were different programs for poor people, whatever it could, we did to, you know, get their education. Now, what happened was, and these were private things, what happened was you talk to him, and Bob talked to his sons. He goes, we have already told both of my boys if they ever try to keep them at school, they are to leave immediately and make their way home. I told them that we would support them whatever they had to do to leave. It was to demonstrate the difference between the ugly black, oh, okay, we were talking about the tickets he's saying there. It was to demonstrate the difference between the ugly black gun and someone's hunting rifle. We gave away a maxed out .308 and a hunting .308, and he won the black gun. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Bob would buy a crap load of tickets just as a support, and then he wind up winning, you know, something all the time. You know, his gun safe's kind of filled up with raffle winnings. But the Powell won a 50 caliber. What do they call it? Whatever it was. It was a 50 caliber semi-automatic. No, it was a bolt action. It was a bolt action 50 caliber sniper rifle. Man, that was the crap, man. And it only cost back then, I think it was like $1,700 or $2,200. I mean, it wasn't free, but it was cool. You know, that's where we learned how we did it, is we pulled all the tickets out, and I mean, we got six of them out. Say, okay, you six are possible winners. And we had like six different people up there. Sometimes, you know, people out a bunch, they'd be two of them or something like that. And then we'd roll a die. Everybody get around this plate, and we'd drop a die in there, ding, 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 boom, and that number was the one that won. It's a really cool way of doing it. You know, it's really fair and open, and how you should do like elections and stuff. Anyway, so this, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Damn it. Music. Gotta do something about that. We'll be right back. You're on Declare Your Independence. No fear. No fear. We'll be right back.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche Gumee.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
You know, now that you know a lot about the actual wreck up here, the words of that song, you know, make a lot more sense. First, get you goomy, get you goomy, get you goomy. That's my, you know, my new thing. God is sick of me saying it. You know, get you goomy, get you goomy. We're on a lake, get you goomy. It's interesting. That's why we're doing a lot of the drone footage and some coverage and everything up here to get a little history going on for the grandkids, and we'll have it so you guys get to see as soon as I get time. Man, it is just, we're just busy. It's driving, doing show, making signs, you know, signs. So we'll get to it. I'm accumulating the footage and putting it into, we have a good computer here to do this kind of stuff, and 32 gig RAM, man, I ain't waiting. So we'll go ahead and hopefully by this next weekend, we leave next Monday to start heading back east, and we got some other stops to do, and we're buying a bunch of stuff to, you know, do a lot of signs and stock up so we can, you know, make sure the love gets spread on our way back. And of course, all over here in Michigan. But the song was written by Gordon Lightfoot. This happened in 75, 76. It was like when I was like ninth grade. And it was a big deal, and the song came out, and it was very popular because it actually happened. And he read about it in a local newspaper, and I guess he had the tune in his head, and he wrote the song, and boom, kind of a Jordan Page thing. You know, something happens, and you're inspired, and, you know, a song comes out. So he did that. That was, it's going to be an interesting video. We got some good stuff for you guys. The one thing I wanted to bring up about this school taking your kids thing, that is scary stuff. That is, man, you cannot allow that to happen. Then they're not your kids. No, we're holding them for their safety. You know, it's like, you know, when they say for your safety and security a lot, it's not. Don't get in the car. They go, oh, well, it's going to take you somewhere safe and secure. Well, you already said that. Well, because I meant it. You know, safe and secure. You know you're in trouble. Now, they have the 1,000-foot gun rule. This was a big deal in Arizona that was opposed a lot because you can't go anywhere without being in 1,000-foot. You're in violation of something. And because a lot of people, you know, they have guns. You drop off your kid. Do you have the gun? They don't want you to have. You can't drive in the park lot. Can't, and fear and uncertainty and doubt. And we're going to look and check your trunk, and you go into jail. Felony. Got, you know, near to school. Well, what happens when you take your gun to go get your kid out of school? Well, then you risk going to jail for a long time. We've had instances where fathers, I remember it was a gentleman, they were at a birthday party or something, and he swallowed a balloon. It popped, and a little three-year-old kid just swallowed, and it blocked his airway, and he ran to the nearby fire station, and they, you know, got it out and had him, you know, he's breathing, and they put him on, you know, ventilator, and he was brain dead. They'd been, you know, way too long without oxygen, and they just kept him alive in the hospital room, and the father knew he was gone. And this had, you know, time had happened, weeks, whatever, and he just, no, let him go. No, we can't, you know, and we're just going to spend money and torture the, you know, and he goes, no. He goes in with a handgun, barred the door, unplugged his kid, waited for him to die, and now haul me off. And that was a brain-dead kid. What do you think is going to happen when they take your child from you? And of the ABCs, what's A? You know, you look on, it's at the top of Freeman's Phoenix right now. You go up there, CDC prepares parents for possible separation from, you know, children in emergency. And what's A? Ask how you would be reunited with your child in an emergency or evacuation. Ask. How about I don't let you have them to begin with? That was the first thing. You know, ask. Ask. Wow. But you put a mask on them. You put a mask on yourself. You complied. Now, at what point do you not comply? I mean, will you put up a "I just want to see your smile" sign? You know, look at me. Masks make me feel alone. Are you willing to do that? You want a little bitty sign? Are you willing to send some money for us to keep doing that? Where's your line? They're going to find it. It's tyranny you get, how much you put up with. I guarantee it. Who's going to do this for you? Don't count on me doing it. The only reason I do all this stuff is for my own selfish family, kid, grandkid interest. You just benefit. You're welcome. I mean, I'm not even looking for thanks. I'm here to save the future of my grandchildren. I am in it for me. You're just lucky that I believe that the only way I'm going to have freedom for me and my family is to advocate it for everybody. Or you think I'm altruistic? I want to save you while you're putting on a face diaper? You know, No. Screw you. This is about my family. But the most effective way for me to do that is advocate it for everybody, including you. I just want to make sure we're clear on this. You know, everybody's going, "Well, that's not the way I want it. You should do it." I go, "Yeah, bite me. It's not about you. And you should feel the same way. It's not about somebody else. It's about your kid, your family, your pantry, your cupboard, your wealth. You. And all these people going out there, it's for save the, BS. They're doing it because, for whatever reason, they believe it benefits them and they got a Soros check for the weekend of mayhem or something. You're not convincing me. And if you think you're just doing it for someone else and you're willing to fall and die on the cross of tyranny or whatever, then you're just freaking nuts. I mean, if that's how you really, your pace, man, go over there and don't let, the boot kick in the ass hard enough for me, man. I don't care. You want the left jackboot or the right jackboot or the jackboot on your throat party? Knock yourself out. And what are the polls and stuff coming out? You know, it's all, now it's swinging Trump. No, it was Biden. He was ahead. Now it's not so much. And I don't care. I don't believe any of that crap anyway. They're going to do whatever they're going to do to try and one more election cycle. And keep, until all of a sudden, America is gone. And what America? What was America? What does that mean? Means what we're doing now? Hell, they're in the streets in London, Paris, and Berlin against lockdown. What's happening here? I'm back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Okay, I've been talked into it. I'm going to Sault Ste. Marie Locks between the lakes on the east side of Superior where, because I got a drone and I can go see what's up. Don't have to spend a whole lot of time. I just want to see, the locks. I'm sure they got, sooner or later, they'll have some anti-drone super cannon or some crap, but I'm gonna go do it, get some pictures, go there. There's a place to stay, and it's kind of on the way back, maybe sort of a little bit. So I need some time. I mean, I gotta take a nap so I'm not so burn out doing all this stuff all day, driving, doing the show, editing, and then I want to edit some video, then we'll get all this stuff in and do that. So the locks, that'd be cool. Yeah, Bob, this is where his friend Lon and mine, Lon Weber, he was, part of the crew back in the early days of the 90s of doing some whip ass. He was down at Palo Verde Nuclear Plant, too, making some money. So we got to do all kinds of stuff. And Lon, that's where he's from, and his first wife. And his father-in-law used to work at the locks there. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah, I keep hearing these guys yakking about. Of course, he's a big hockey player. Even as an adult, he played hockey. We go watch him doing, because I guess there's nothing else to do up here. Everything's all about hockey. One of the things that, you know, I wanted to also bring up about the school thing is they've done regional areas where they've turned off cell coverage. Now, I'm not a big fan of kids having their cell phones with them all the time going to school and everything and, you know, whatever. But you can see they're going to everybody's got to turn in their cell phone. You're not allowed to communicate with your family. And if they can't, which you know they can't do that because, you know, they hide them, they got them, and they put them down their pants, whatever the hell. It's going to be hard to get cell phones off of kids. But the they just turn off the towers, turn off the signal. Oh, you don't think they've done that? They do it all the time. They got a protest downtown, something. They did it in Phoenix during the Occupy thing. Flip. Just test. It's off. You know, they turn them off. They do it by countries. You know, it was, they turned off Facebook and Twitter and everything in Iran or Turkey and doing, yeah, I mean, hell, they turned off the entire country of Libya in 03. I remember that. First started doing radio, and it's off. So this is scary. What happens when they take your child and they turn off their cell coverage? And if you go looking for your child with a gun within 1,000 feet of the school, it's a felony. Now, in Arizona, you can carry it wherever you want, except the school thing. I don't know if they got rid of that. It's definitely been an issue. It should be, it sure as hell be an issue now. Yeah, the raffle that we did, I remember it was the point that we were making is you have a hunting rifle. You know, with a scope and everything, you know, it's kind of a wood stock, and it's a nice 308. And then we had a 308 Savage Black. It was the model that was used by police snipers. And we had that up there, and that was one of the rifles. And then the other one, I think it was a lever action 30-30 or something. These things blur. This is 20 years ago. But the point that we were making is it's cosmetic thing. It's a political thing. It's a BS thing. And hunters, I love this stat. I love this stat. Here's the stat. Go look up this stat. There are more hunting licenses in the United States of America, individuals with hunting licenses, than there are soldiers in every army on the planet. The hunters in America outnumber soldiers on the entire planet. Oh, and here's another kicker. And all these hunters, they're all snipers. Boom! Behind every blade of grass, you'll find a rifle. They have to mess with your head. It's not, they can't stop. And you're up here in the upper Michigan. Man, this is rural, forest of rural. You got to road through it. Well, if there's somebody living back there, man, you got to go find them. Because, I mean, this is out in the middle of the, I don't know if you can find them. You know, they got to do super satellite infrared of, we got to whatever the hell. Because if they can, now, of course, it's like Alaska. And, I mean, you know, it's going to be cold. But, I mean, hell, you got the entire country of Canada. They survive. You know, it's depending on what you want. When you get satellite internet, you got technology. Oh, my God, they're going to go to, you know, fusion reactors on trucks for communities or something. The future is going to be so abundance. It's just, you got food, water, power, communication. You guys can suck it. Then what? You know, just go on the bottom of Freeman's Phoenix right now. Man, there's so much stuff. We can talk about, the attempt to overthrow America, you know, Zero Hedge. You know, this is all planned and did. Yeah. It was building up to it. You know, the guy that shot the Patriot Prayer supporter, the Trump supporter in Portland, he was arrested with a gun before, and they just let him go. You know, own recognition, you know, peace out. You know, not a problem. You know, was he in violation of some? I don't know. You know, you have the Trump caravans. They, you know, got a bunch of boats out in the harbor with all Trump on the weekends. And then in L.A., they had a big, you know, all these four-wheelers and yeehaw and Trump flags going. They got shot at Boom! L.A. SWAT team swarms the apartment building. Going to find out who did it now. We're going to get some. We ain't letting this Portland thing. You know, how'd that work out? I don't know. I mean, this is stuff's going to happen. We got Roger Stone. He's out there speaking with the Manhattan Madam, Kristen Davis, you know, before a Tennessee church. And you got Roger Stone's no saint. You got a Madam no saint. And you know that this church, they're going, you know, good and evil, voluntary sex work and transactions, or, you know, mandated vaccine and slave and take your kids at school stuff. We got to have a new definition of evil here, man. I mean, damn. So they're talking about, man, this is an election between good and evil. Yeah. You know, if you get the vote, you know, you get the vote between them. All right, or different rulers. But I tell you, it's definitely a good evil thing going on here. I'll give you that. Democrat Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler blames Trump for the guy that got shot in Portland. It was Trump's fault. The Patriot Prayer guy goes there, boom. Guy comes up. He goes, I heard he go, hey, we got one right here. We got a Trumper right here. Trump, boom, boom. Killed him. He ran. He probably got like three steps. Boom, collapsed dead. Got a Trumper. Is that a hate crime? They going to classify that? See, all this stuff. You know, I don't care about, you know, hate crime. What, you know, what the hell does that even mean? And then it's subjective what the prosecutor wants. And then you get the Democrat mayor come up and he double, triple, quadruple down, man. This was all Trump's fault. Wow. Wow. Major cities defunding police forces plan to request UN police officers to take their place. UN Police Training Center is in China. Police services can be replaced by UN police. Chinese police officers, brought to you by the Black Lives Matter and the New World Order. Yeah. And one of their offices is in New York or something for that. What? All right. Los Angeles teacher flees her home with her daughter after receiving death threats when what happened, she was doing online school with her classmate, with her class, and she had on a shirt, I can't breathe shirt, and Black Lives Matter or something. So what? So one of the parents took a screenshot of it and sent it to all the parents and everything. Man, it came down on her then. These guys are marked. What'd you think was going to happen? What'd you think? We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
From the BEA beautiful studios of Terran's RV, while we're getting Love Bus worked on. Here in Kitchigumi. It's Whitefish Point. And then it's like 72 miles from here to the locks. Hell yeah. You know, Bob said, you know, you should go there. I go, yes, I should. Got a drone. I wouldn't even have to pay to go in. I just want to see, you know, how the lock system works and get a bird's eye view of something that we're getting a lot of the education we need here and take some pictures and have stories to tell. But, you know, yeah, I think the locks need a couple signs. Know what I mean? We can make a few signs. Can we make a few signs, Donna? We need to get stocked up a little bit.
Of course.
We got all the stuff. It'll take us like no time, you know, just to. Boom! Done shakalaka. All right, so we're going to do that. Let's go over some of the news here. Now, you know, Trump and Antifa and Biden and ouch, quit it, and you need to say and can't and you should and whatever the hell. And Dr. Frank sent me this. It was awesome. I don't think it does it anymore, but it was antifa.com. They must have timed. I don't know if they really did it or somebody trolled it or whatever, but you went to antifa.com and went to Biden-Harris campaign webpage, their contribution page. They didn't do that themselves, did they? Did they? Wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, that they had to got trolled on that one. You know, Antifa.com. That is hilarious. All right, I'll go ahead and try it again. Yeah, I tried it, and that's where it went, you know. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Antifa. And then I tried it again later, and it didn't work. All right, Antifa.com. Let's see what we get. No way. JoeBiden.com. It's still doing it. That is just stupid. That is just stupid. And it goes to their continue to JoeBiden.com. It's a fundraiser. It goes to JoeBiden.com. It's a fundraiser. Joe Biden, Kamala, I think they say it Kamala. Kamala Harris will take back the White House, but they need your help. Chip in today to make sure we have the resources we need to build a winning campaign. $15 to $2,800. Other, if you saved your payment information with ACT Blue Express, your donation will go through immediately. Gimme, 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 gimme. No way. This is still working. All right, Antifa.com. It goes to JoeBiden.com. I crap you not. This I thought it, you know, just lasted because I tried it on my phone later. I guess I didn't have good enough connection. It didn't go, but wow. Wow. What?
I'll post it so people can check it out.
All right. Yeah, I put it in. Well, I didn't have you post it because I didn't think it would work.
Yeah, me too.
Day.
But
this
right.
is this. That is not even. That's not even funny, man. That's just sad. Wow. All right. Another story. Mexican beach resort tries to lure tourists back in the midst of the pandemic. Now, this was, I think this is Cabo, which was made for, it's on the tippy out there white sand of, you know, like Trump went there and go, this would make a great resort beach. We should build that here. Kim Jong grandson, North Korea, put some condos or something. Well, I guess this was a place that they, I'm sure it got a lot of subsidy from Mexican government, whatever. Anyway, it was built for tourists. And a lot of times, you know, they really try and make sure there's not a lot of violence. If you have only a few tourists, the criminals, they're not spreading out their crime. You know what I mean? Look, there's one. Get them. So I don't know how they do this. Who wants to go? I don't know. You know, they're trying to, this whole, it used to be one big world. And you could just go, what happened? A lot of people were leaving America. Screw you, I'm going. Now they're coming back. I know a lot of people, they said, nah, we're going back to America. At least, you know, the devil we know, there's people with guns. And, you know, somebody will stand up sometime, fight something. You'd hope so. College director, every white person in this country is racist. Pacific University staff psychologist, of course. Dr. Shirley Ley, L-E-Y, is hosting a weekly webinar series called Rising from the Margins. Yep. Everybody's racist. You know, where this came from, this is where you had all your black studies, Latin studies, feminist women's studies, study of how to, you know, do this. You know, this is, you know, past 15 years, 20 years or whatever they started doing this. What do you think was going on? They were training these people. You know, they're now professors. They got a class. Now, California, you can't get your degree unless you get 3 credit hours of ethnic diversity training of something, something, something. This was just last week or something that came out. Damn. So what's the result? New York City exodus. Fleet of moving trucks arrive in Upper West Side and dozens wait in line. They are in line to get moving trucks. They are driving states away, getting get the hell out. And whatever they're not taking, they're just leaving on the sidewalk. Homeless is going, hey, thanks for the bedroom set, man. It's all good. This is happening right now. To what end? What is the freaking point? Well, then you find out the mayor, was it de Blasio or something, the real estate guy. I bet there's a bunch of people buying it up cheap, hey, you know, for the future. But what happens when your people go, I'm good. I'm going out and I'm buying in more rural country if I got satellite internet and, you know, solar. Then what? It's decentralization that's coming. That's it. This whole thing is going to be decentralization. And with the market and the technology, you know, we haven't even got to Elon Musk battery day yet. You know, they have forever batteries now. I mean, I'm not feeling super warm and fuzzy about how they're doing it. They're taking depleted uranium, you know, nuclear waste, and they encapsulate it in, diamond, you know, carbon, whatever the heck. They press it into so that it doesn't leak radiation, but it's got enough radioactive decay. It's kind of like how satellites, you know, plutonium satellite, they'll go for, I don't know, decades, centuries. They just, you know, it powers enough electricity to just keep the satellite going. There was a big controversy of launching plutonium, you know, in rockets. What happens if it blows up? I don't know how much it is or whatever, but, you know, they're going, look, we got all this decaying radiation around. We can make batteries that last forever. I'm not sure I want to, you know, use it as a suppository or something, but, I mean, you know, it's definitely possible. You first. But, you know, these things are coming. All right, then what? What if I bury it? What if I get like a car size, you know, battery and I put it 20 feet underneath and drill a hole and kind of in the case of the whatever and run some wires up front, run my house. What about that? Or I just get a fusion, Mr. Fusion. Or some solar with some million mile batteries. Batteries. It's all about batteries. Now, this is why I did the nickel iron battery experiment. I just wanted to show that it can massive increase in density. Ernie, you should like, if I proved you could do it, you think there might be somebody doing it? I don't want to build them. I want to buy them. Well, here they come. And just in time, too. RoboCop is here. New smart police helmet scan for COVID. Of course. It's it might as well just throw global warming in there. You know, everything gets funded for global warming. Now it's COVID-19 and uses facial recognition. Boop. Bleep, that guy's got a temperature above, 99 degrees, and it's Fred. Let's report Fred. What do you think this COVID tracing thing on your phones? Oh, sign up. Be a good doobie. Go in the, download our app in the restaurant, and then they're knocking on your door. Hello? We understand that you were at a restaurant with this other guy with a restaurant, and your children are going in now. No warrants. This happened in Tennessee. They're going, Sununu, King Sununu in New Hampshire already said, for health and safety and whatever, and health and safety, no warrant, health and safety. This is what they do. It's health and safety. Health and safety roadblocks. Health is just sobriety checkpoints. And then it's going to be, did you have your shot? Do your forehead temperature thing. This health and safety, health and safety, health and safety. Feel safer, do you? Huh? Safe and secure? Yeah. Rifles. Friends with rifles. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
back, we be back, we be back. And then we're going to go in to the museum. And then we're going to go to the locks. You know, they're called the locks. You know, between Lake Superior and like another lake. We're going to see, that's why we got to do the video, man. We all get learnified on all this stuff. That'd be cool. You read about it and you know about it and you might got 15 minutes of it in school sometime, but you don't know unless you watch the documentary. It's like in Arizona, you know, the Hoover Dam is a freaking amazing story. You know, that's the ingenuity of back in the day and mules, trains and mules. They did that with mules, you know, so and Roosevelt Lake, Bartlett Dam and Roosevelt Dam in Phoenix area that supplies the whole valley with lots of water. You know, all these are amazing. And what do? I don't know. We went to the moon 50 years ago, you know, or 60, a long time. Get this monkey off our back. And they go, no, we got bigger, badder monkeys. We got flying monkeys. We got Wizard of Oz monkeys. What, you know, that's one thing. Grandkids, we watched years ago, we watched Wizard of Oz, and that is freaky. I blocked that out of my memory. I go, oh, yeah, I remember this as a kid. Man, I kind of blocked that out. I was, you know, this kind of a gray and dark and flying monkeys have scared the crap out of me. Now, where's the yellow brick road and the nice, you know, fluffy, bright colored flower stuff? You know, it's like watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the other guy come out. Yeah, the children, you know. Scared the crap out of my nephews, you know, and they were a little bit older than my kids by a couple of years, and so I'd go to the movies with them and different things, and I remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they were over watching that, they didn't like it, you know, and I can see why. So this is, you know, there's always some psyop of screwing with your head, you know. They had Donna put at the top, try this, click on Antifa.com, goes to Biden.com, no kidding. That's got to be, I can't believe they did this on purpose. There's something. That's just dumb. Well, you know, no lack of dumb, so whatever. New Jersey governor very seriously considering tax on high-frequency trades. See, the stock market, when you see the stock market or stock exchange on TV or behind them in CNBC, hell, that's just a set for these guys. You know, the vast majority of the trading is done in New Jersey on high-frequency trading computers. So governor there, he goes, you know, I think we might get a little tax. We have a little transaction tax, value-add tax, something. We'll call it something, but we get some. And that's one of the things that is the problem with the stock market is all the trade and all the bleed. Just by making a trade, this is what Patrick Byrne was going on about with T0. That's another thing. Patrick Byrne, he just went in the high. He went, you know, I'm waiting for, you know, post-zombie apocalypse, man. I'm chilling. I ain't got to stress this. I sold all my stuff and got some crypto and a bunch of gold and silver. And I'll wait. I'll come back filthy, stinking richer. FYI, you know, I should know. And between now and then, what's a cell phone? You know, I might check my encrypted, super encrypted from the beach of the hideout getting a massage and doing some cancer therapy of whatever the hell on the beach of somewhere, you know, but I don't need to be messing with you guys. I think when I get time and sit down and I got nothing else to do, and I got some books to read, I promise people, I got a bunch of, man, I need a break, man, you know, but we got stuff to do, there's stuff need to be done, but what would I write? An open letter, Patrick Byrne, it'd be like, waiting on Patrick, you know, that. Because when he comes back, is going to be during the Freedom's Phoenix. I already know what he's going to do. He's just chilling out, man. Wait, you know, you just let that all, when it's time, when it's right, you know, I'll come back and we'll do some whip ass. You know, and, you know, Bezos will go out of business or something. Oh, yeah. Amazon granted FAA clearance for Prime Air drone delivery fleet. Amazon received approval Monday from the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to operate its fleet of Prime Air delivery drones in U.S. skies, reported Bloomberg. Is Fred's drones going to get to do it? I'm sorry, you don't have the right permission slip with the right test of the right whatever. Do you have your compliance drone operator, staff of attorney, of people of you're not allowed to compete? You know, what's it going to be? You know, this little Mavic Air 2 thing's the crap. I just, you know, heck, I remember Derek doing this on his own, man. He built, you know, gyros, accelerometer, chips to make it go and do in the flight path of and come back after you get and go check out the traffic down the road for me thing. Way before these guys are doing this stuff. What do you think is going to happen? Now, of course, when I get it now, you got to go register, and yes, that be my drug. We know where you were. You were unapproved of. You got a ticket. Yeah, probably. Until they don't. Until you just, yeah, screw it, and you got, you know, a hacker of a chipset of I did my own thing. You know, heck, the drug cartels in Mexico are using drones to assassinate people with bomb-laden drones now. What do you think's going to happen in an occupied America? You know, what do you think IEDs are? Improvised explosive devices taking out Hummers. You know, armored vehicles. You know, a pissed off 14-year-old Iraqi, you know, you think they don't have the U.S. equivalent? And he's probably 35 and was in Iraq? This is why they were going after veterans, you know, coming back. They come back to America and find out what they were supposed to be fighting for was not. This happened in World War II. God, what do they call that? It was the, I think it was Georgia. They came back and they could see the local sheriff's department and the local politicians and oligarch. They were just, you know, stuffing the ballot boxes. They were lying sacks of snot. They were frauding. They said, you know what? I got an M1. Hell, I got some Tommy guns. Hell, you know what? I got some, you know, Nazi machine guns I brought back because you could. And these ballot boxes are staying right here. We're going to watch. You're not allowed. We'll go count them. You know, you bring in the guys to count. We'll do it. And they go, nope, nope, nope. They wanted to get those guys. They knew it was fraud. They were out of power if the people with the rifles were able to secure the ballots. I can't remember what they called that. There was a movie made about it. You know, this is, you know, you come back from the war and find out what you were fighting for was a lie. Piss them off, man. You got pissed off parents and grandparents. Then what? Then what? RFK Jr. is holding the press conference in Berlin. You know, they have a Europe chapter of a child health defense Europe chapter. They got one here. They're kicking butt. They're doing a lot. This is becoming common, not general public opinion. But what do they, them, those do? I got the media, man. They're doing their thing. The more you try, go ahead. The tighter your fist, the more star systems leak between the fingers. Nan. I mean, it's just the way it is. You just keep doing it. You just keep it up. Keep it going. Yeah, we're right here. Right here. And, oh, and we're having fun, too. How about that? Yuck. We're right back.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
602-264-2800.
And the revolution starts
now. Yeah, the revolution starts now.
Yeah, sorry that blew you guys out. Yeah, this was to Ron Paul Revolution, big interstate billboard. This was done by a guy out of Texas. I think it was College Station down there. Steve Earle, The Revolution Starts Now. And it was a video that we did of us making a big sign. Big really big sign. And I love that song. I just remembered putting it in there. And sorry, I don't have my mixer the way I need. Yeah, get over it. We're doing best we can. All right. What we wanted to do in the last three segments here is kind of, and we'll finish going over the news, but what are we going to be doing? I think what we're going to do is, one, we're going to go to the locks. We need, the bottom line is we leave and start going back east Monday with a bunch of signs to, that's going to be part of our drive, is just stringing it as we go back. But we needed a place to be able to make them and really get some mass going. And that's what we're doing here in west of Detroit with Rick's family. And they needed a day or two to get caught up on work and do some stuff, maybe, clear out the garage. Donna and I are perfectly willing to, it's just, 15 billionth time we've done this stuff. You just head down, plow, and move. Just give me a place to move it, or a pallet or a storage thing or whatever, and we'll clean up. And we'll get that taken care of. We want to mass produce signs probably Thursday and or Friday for them to be distributed after work hours or in the evening on Friday. And the biggest pull down of signs is usually on Monday, or certainly during the week, because there's some, I get paid union wages of a municipal employee of whatever, and they don't work on weekends. That's just been the way my experience over the decades. They don't work on weekends. So you can plaster the living crap out of community on Friday night. They'll be there all weekend, and they'll start on Monday morning. That's just the way it is. We've been doing that over and over and over. So we'll go ahead and do that, and then you see how many stay up, and then you just do them again. So we'll get that all taken care of for the weekend, and then we'll keep producing so that we can have some for us. Now, we have some materials that, there's one, just have to go there, get it out. Now, these are two-sided. We put images on both sides. Whenever you see those pictures, there's another sign, a different one on the other side. So we usually put them, you can see where they face two ways. So you get double duty out of them. But sometimes you just need a one-sided, it goes at a T's intersection of up against a whatever. Now, the chain link ones, they, just one-sided because they're translucent and you can't, you'll see the image from the other side, kind of mess it up when the sun's behind it. The one thing, though, is that chain link on these big signs, a lot of the guys, they take and put them on the outside, be climbing over and whoa. You don't need to do that. Just have it facing through the chain link until you get up close. You can't even tell there's chain link there. You can see it fine, make it out what it says. So no need to die, man. I've seen some people getting pretty mountaineering creative with that stuff. Relax. Damn. Kellyanne Conway was a spokesperson, White House counselor or whatever for Trump, and her 15-year-old daughter got woke or something, went ape crap. Her husband, he was part of the Lincoln, we hate Trump people, the caucus of something, whatever, and she resigned, said, nope, I'm bowing out. So her husband left that and go take care of their daughter. So that's part of Trump the movie. I mean, there are so many aspects of this that dig into our very culture and how they penetrate. And a 15-year-old kid, you're going to wonder when she gets older how she's going to look back on this time. And she's going to be a prize for both sides. The left is going to, or she's going to be like Roe v. Wade, woman that becomes pro-life kind of thing. Yeah, I was dumb and stupid and did, whatever. You always find this out later if we even have a country. The promise of America will always be there. It was based on the promise of Leonism and so on. That's not going away. It's how they're going to try and, just maintain and get more shiny badges and put those in charge of them. It's how much they can be intrusive over your life. Every aspect of the use of your own property, your own children, your own vehicles, your own communication, your own free speech, your guns, I mean, everything. It's on, man. I'm glad. I like when it's clear. You need to be clear Are we clear yet? Trump's not, you know, I'm not a big giant fan. I don't think he's got his mind right unless he's playing games with these guys. Because if he does forced vaccinations, man, you just get in the pile with the other bad guys. Here's another one. President Trump's administration revitalizes proposal to nationalize 5G. One, who the hell wants 5G? They're already up to 6G now, doing whatever the hell they're going to do, and satellite bypass or whatever. But what happens when they nationalize a technology? You know, now you got a permission slip. You got a permit from the Crown to be able to communicate that over this network. What do you think Department of Defense DARPA's internet is? They get to dictate whatever. You know, it's open to any and everybody to use right up until it's not. Yep. That was Reagan did that with GPS in the 80s. GPS was Department of Defense. That was military. That was moving around drones and stuff. That's knowing where, you know, you are on the map. That was military stuff. And Reagan went, no. Declassify it. You know, you go, we're going to declassify that. That down to the peoples. You know, put it in your phone. It will be able to know where we are. Hell, if I didn't have GPS, I'd have to, like, you know, read maps again. You know, that was the one thing. I was the map reading guy, you know, the kid. I was the oldest of three kids. You know, I had two sisters and me, and my dad had an altimeter on the dash, a compass, and topographical maps. Son, where are we? And I had to figure out how to, you know, the mountain here, the kind of the what, and then take the next and the third right turn of a dirt road or the whatever. You go four-wheeling on the highway, whatever, reading maps. When we travel around doing our business and so on and travel around the valley and doing somebody give you an address, you had to go look at the coordinates of where it was on a map for that name of that street and then go find an east, west. Yeah, man, map reading. So what do we got? A map on the bus. A map. Oh, my God. GPS might want to go down. Then what?
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
You know, I can't believe that this Antifa.com still goes to the Joe Biden thing. That's a story in and of itself right there. What the heck are they thinking, man? That is just weirdness. But, you know, whatever. I don't feel any better about, you know, Trump wins. Yay. Which means what? Biden didn't. I mean, that was one thing Dr. Frank got me on me. He goes, the first Thanksgiving after the election, he goes, or the second one, he goes, well, I bet you're thankful Hillary didn't win. Yeah, you got me there. You know, but I don't know. Can we hurry up and get to a police state so we can leave? I think we're there. Can we leave now? I vote we leave. Let's go. And then next. I vote not. So if I got a vote. Okay, now this is one interesting story that's on Freedom's Phoenix I want to talk about a little bit. Escalation of force. How to choose the appropriate response to potential violence. Now, this is up on the organicprepper.com. It's on the front of Freedom's Phoenix. Donna, put this in the third hour, escalation of force one. I like people to be able to go back to today, a September 1st, 2020 show. Escalation of force, how to choose the appropriate response to potential violence. When they're surrounding you and got their fist up and making you got to say, intimidate, and you just start blazing away, probably not. And the one thing about this 17-year-old kid that had his rifle defending himself, you know, it's always the black guy that got shot, you know, in his car, or black unarmed man, or the black man that did the black man. And, you know, Floyd, and they get killed. And you scratch the surface, and they make a martyr out of a criminal. I mean, you know, like holding a gun to a kidnapped woman that was pregnant to her unborn child. I'm going to kill you if you got da-da-da-da. You know, these are not. And then they give them like a state funeral and so on. I'm like, wow, choose more wisely or something. I mean, if you're going to make a point, you know, choose wisely. And a lot of these guys, you know, they're thugs. They're thugs of thugs of thugs. But then the white guy defends himself. And what is he? He was being a lifeguard that day. He's part of his community. He works with the police. He's a good doobie Boy Scout of 17-year-old trying to defend private businesses from and friends of yada, 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 yada. I mean, it just doesn't go. Oh, is he released? You know? No bail release of no cash bond? Or hell no. I don't know. Maybe he is. I'm not paying attention that much. But we will. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. You wait till after you find out all this stuff. You know, he's a Boy Scout that helped the old lady neighbor out with her garbage. I mean, you know, and it's like the prayer guy. You know, what's his history? These are guys that go, you know, and Tucker Carlson gets hammered for saying what? It takes a 17-year-old, you know, and a Christian to go out in the midst of evil to advocate for them not protecting property because nobody else will. And then are they showing the way? Is that the way? Is it going to be the way? Yeah. How about you do what New York does? You just move. How about that? You know, but what if you got your livelihood there, your business, and they're burning it down? And you got fire extinguishers. They're looting your store, and then somebody clocks you upside the head with a brick. This is what governments are for. This is the promise. Defense of individual rights. When they don't do that, it's time to alter or abolish. It's your right, your duty. What do you think's going on? This is interesting, man. Wow. Yeah, there's a bunch of economic stuff here. Let's see. 5G is going to come out. It's not going to come out. People want it. They don't want it. They're going to nationalize it. They're not. You know, it's they want you to have fast internet. They don't. Or they want it for them to track all your internet of everything. You know, where you put your car keys and they want to know where they are. Or, you know, do you even get to know? I mean, I don't know. Here we have, amongst all this stuff, got six Democratic Minnesota mayors that came out openly endorsing Trump. They're going, yep, we're endorsing Trump. This is backfiring. But was that the plan? They didn't see this coming? Is it going to solidify, you know, federal control under Trump, and then it goes to the next scumbag that takes it, and then what? We get federalized? You know, federalism used to mean something different. I think it meant that you had a federation of individual states. You know, the states had, you know, more autonomy. And they're looking at this and they're kind of, see, if you give them autonomy, they're too stupid. They need, you know, a daddy president to tell them how to do it. And I go, no, let them. If they, you know, ask for, come help me, we're being invaded by communists of whatever, I mean, that's one thing, but yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're governor. You're doing a bad job, people. You should vote him out. Oh, then we got to keep track of that election fraud. He's going on about voter fraud. It's not voter fraud. It's election fraud. There, it's election. It's systemic. You know, I can tell you exactly how they're going to do it. This is, you know, we'll focus on that some other show this week on this election thing. Intimate. I can just skip it in the one or two segments, which means 2 hours. But, you know, I can go from the beginning of this is what happened in 94 as we tracked it, you know, for, God, a decade of exactly what they do and how they do it and why. And they were putting the people in place. And we could see people that were fired from a big fraud that was going on in Las Vegas. Activists came down here. He goes, I know that person, that person, and that person. They're the ones doing it in Vegas. Now you're in Maricopa County. Really? Yep. One of the guys that was at, a progressive that worked at Air America. He was deep in. He was a Soros guy. And his wife worked at Maricopa County Elections. They're the ones that got me. I got so many stories. Because I was running for county recorder. They didn't like me having a radio show and running for county recorder talking about this on a progressive radio station. They didn't like that one little bit, and I wouldn't shut up. I go, let me tell you exactly how they're doing it. So and we didn't even got the pharma, or the media. There's so much going. Here we have one of those stories. Josh Segerson from World Alternative Media went to Tombstone, Arizona there, and he was, the Wild West and the mindset of freedom and everything, and he's figuring around that area is Bisbee, Arizona. Now, Bisbee, there's a, Doug, he's a libertarian comedian. I can't remember his last name. Anyway, Stanhope. Stanhope, I think that's it. He lives there in Bisbee, and I've talked with him before. He wanted to do a libertarian presidential thing back years ago, thinking that he'd get attention for him and them and doing that. Man, you don't want to get involved in that. Do your own thing, man. But anyway, so Bisbee, there's an old board op I had, Jet. He lives down there now. And they, having their own little activism going on. Well, Josh went and visited, and he's going, yeah, they're masked up and Zieg Heiling all over there. I haven't even watched the video here, but it's everywhere. You just gotta ignore it and the smile on your face. Let me see your smile. You can't see it. You might see a little bit of kind of crinkling of the eye. They might be smiling, or they're getting ready to kick your butt. And that's the intent of this. You're not social distancing is antisocial behavior. Yeah. Be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
You talk about destruction, revolution between the ears, man. Yeah, I want to see your plan. Want a contribution? Yeah, put up some signs.
Mine said, hey,
but all I can tell you is you have to wait. Yeah, see, if you want money for people, mine said, hey,
right.
Don't be a hater. Join the love illusion. Yeah. Think what was going on during this time. When was this? Early 70s. It's been the same. I'm really I'm really comfortable with the role that we've had in this. All right, here we got Scott's got to say. Scott, man, he's got to be Scott. Let's see. Ernie, this is what governments are for. I guess enslaved. I'm not sure what he means. Damn, Ernie, you really are a slow learner. Why do you continue to support this myth? My thing is that there's always a promise. They always make a promise. We promise to whatever. Two chickens in every pot, and we're not as bad as the other guy or something. We're going to. So the best promise has been, you know, the only purpose of government is that's why this show is declare your independence. Get over it. You know, that's why I do this. You know, don't like it, don't listen. You know, is the Declaration of Independence is clear. When the government doesn't protect individual rights, you either change them, alter them, you know, it's your duty. Okay? I vote none because they, you know, they're always doing this, you know, but they do make these promises. He goes, you don't point it out, you repeat it, you spread it. See, you don't point it out, you repeat it, you spread it. I'm not sure what he's talking about. The this is the main thing that I'm trying to do is get you to ask the right question. What is the purpose of government? Well, it's to defend your individual rights. When was the last time it did that? How's that working out for you? You know, you got. See, I remember if you look up the one, there was an article, The Legitimacy of Government, Ernest Hancock. It was an early article I wrote back in 94. And it holds up now. My realization, I got it. I go, man, they got all kinds of excuses for this stuff. But the biggest thing, the point that I was making, if they could convince you, then they wouldn't have to force you. They're using fear and intimidation because they can't convince you to do what they want. So they have to force you. You know, mathematicians don't need force. Physics don't need force. Well, they do now. God, man, it's amazing what they try and get away with. But, you know, truth is truth. You know, a mathematician's legitimate. He can add, you know. Physics, he's able to do some, you know, problems and give you kind of and this. And when you drop this, it falls that fast and kind of building seven stuff. I mean, you know, this is, you know, they don't need legitimacy. They got, so what does government need? It needs legitimacy above all else. It needs to be legitimate. And the only way they can do that is if they do what they promise, which certainly in this country, in our culture, is defense of individual rights. What happens when it doesn't do that? They're not legitimate. Next. I mean, that's the whole point. I'm, you know, you're going to have me keep doing that over and over and over. That's just the way it is. I'm going, the only time you have a legitimate government is when it at least does what everybody, you know, supported. I mean, if you're a Klingon culture and, you know, you're out supposed to lay waste to and Vikings and bring home the bacon, you know, and take out, you know, these ne'er-do-wells of whoever don't look like us or something like that, that's your culture and your deal. I guess they're legitimate. Some leaders are, you know, picked that very, you know, gang leaders are picked that very way. Okay, if they can't do that, then they're not legitimate in the eyes of whatever. But what's the promise they made America and a lot of the world? Defense of individual rights. Well, then you got to define that. Yeah, right to health care. You know, it comes down to if you have to, by force, take something from somebody else for you to be able to get it, it's not a right. You know, it's a, I don't know, it's booty or something. You know, but it's not a right. You know, the right to just be left alone. I'm not bothering you. You know, I mean, even if people that don't have no noise complaints, no smell complaints, no flashing light complaints, not violating, you know, your senses in any way. You know, there's no, even then, they still want to come after you. Now, that's where you would have a government kind of level up. All right, so you don't like the smell of hemp growing in the field. Yeah, I'm afraid you're just going to have to put up with it. It's legal. You know, so you don't like the neon flashing, you know, in his bedroom window of going, yeah, we're going to have to negotiate or whatever. So, I mean, you know, there's kind of little disagreements that you can have in various levels of it doesn't matter. It's getting down to thought crimes. You're not allowed to think that way. Sure as hell not allowed to speak that way. You're not allowed to be that way. You're not allowed to own that. You're not allowed to have the potential to do something. You're not allowed to teach your children that. You're not allowed to not put the notions and potions from the crown. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You know, the individual right, these things need to be understood. If you don't understand that, what the hell are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? And we got the Declaration of Independence made it very clear. Give me another document. Give me another philosophy. Give me another cultural signal. Give me another, give me something. Give me, quit bitching and give me something. Quit bitching and give me something. What track? What read? What verse? What something? Give me something. Quit bitching and give me something. And I'll use it. I'm all about using it, man. Positive waves. Step forward. What adds to the discussion? What are we fighting for? Leave me aloneism? Whatever. I think voting's going to do it? Nah, it's a side effect. That's a side effect. That's what happens when people want to have say something. I tell you, the most votes I've seen on this trip have been signs. I never saw this many Trump signs. I don't know, you know, we might try and do a little back road and as we go, because anytime we got off the freeway, a detour, or we went through, or a scenic, or shortcut, or something, there was signs everywhere for Trump. I mean, I can count on two fingers, Biden signs. I don't know, have you seen any, Donna? One, she's seen one. This is, what do you think this battle is for? You know, it's whatever the promise has been. You know, we're going to get anarchy tomorrow? You know, none? I'm not even sure I want it. You know, I want to leave me alone. I want them not to have power over me. But that's what you need a government for, is to make sure nobody's governors yet. That was the promise. That was Jefferson. He's going, the only reason we got this federal government, so you don't see any government agents. I vote for that. You know, when do we get that vote? We're not. Not anytime soon. Did we get our mind right? And it definitely isn't about hate. It's about the love. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you tomorrow. Be in a place we can and show you some more pictures and goodies. Hey!